second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. He is the author of numerous books. His two latest books are Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution, which looks at the counterculture of America from 1964 to January 15th, 1991, the eve of the Persian Gulf War. It is available from GreeleyandStone.com. His other book, recent book, is called Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. It is available at WalterBrosh.com as an ebook. He will have it out as a hardcover or soft cover?
Hardcover in February, hopefully.
Okay.
It depends on what the publisher does.
Sure. And please be sure to visit the schedule page on today's date to see the picture of the deer from the area where they are fracking in Pennsylvania. Now, I was, you were talking about the social issues. You were talking about the carcinogens, and it's amazing that the companies filed a paper with the U.S. House of Representatives in April 2011 listing all of these carcinogens. So the House of Representatives is well aware of what is going on.
Exactly. And the next question, of course, is how many of the House of Representatives have taken oil industry money or gas industry money? And I don't have the exact number as of today, but I'm going to guess all but about a couple dozen. They all take money. So it's not in their best interest to crack down on the natural gas industry or to say, would you stop poisoning our earth? They just say, we'll work with it.
Right. Or they tell their constituents, oh, I'll look into that right away.
Yeah, I love that when a politician does that.
And they never have any intention of doing anything about anything.
No. When I was a reporter, I'm still a journalist, but when I was doing more daily newspaper reporting and other issues, I'd always have some PR guy or press secretary or somebody or a politician that says, let me look into that and I'll get back to you. Usually it means I might as well just forget it.
Sure. They'll get back to you when, well, I don't know, when heck freezes over or something.
Exactly.
Which it's supposed to, well, actually, it's supposed to, everything is supposed to come to an end tomorrow.
Yeah, so you better buy my book really fast then.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it is available on Amazon as a Kindle book.
Oh, super.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I just got a quick email from my publisher. It says, please remind them that it's available on Amazon as a Kindle.
Okay. And you don't really have to have a Kindle device. You can just download the program and use it on your laptop or your computer. You can also download Kindle on your iPad and read it that way.
Exactly. And it's got about 40 really great pictures. It doesn't have that deer picture, but it's got some 40 pictures in color in it. Because I insisted that people have to see what these things look like.
Indeed. All righty. Let's talk about the cancer issue. In your book, you talk about Texas and that Texas actually has a cancer registry. And in 2009, it revealed that six counties in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had the highest incidence of invasive breast cancer in the state, according to the CDC.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the industry will say it's just, not our fault because the methane and the chemicals were already in the earth before we showed up. But the reality is they were there after the industry showed up, and there's a whole lot of cases of cancers and other problems. We can talk about that after the break.
All righty. We'll be right back, and feel free to call in, ask questions, or make comments at 800-313-9443.
Thank you. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. And you were talking about some of the chemicals that were in Texas that were released, and up until they came in and started drilling and doing all of the work there, those chemicals were not released, and it's the same kind of thing as asbestos. As long as asbestos is not released into the environment, it's perfectly safe. But we know that on 9/11, it was released. And it's interesting that the EPA at that time said, oh, there's no problem. It's perfectly safe.
I remember that. My wife, in fact, was a Red Cross disaster worker, and she was at 9/11 helping out, and an awful lot of people were being told, not a problem, don't worry about it. And as we know, for the last 10 years, there's been a problem.
Certainly, yes. So we know who those government agencies are protecting. They're protecting the corporations. We do have some callers lined up. Why don't we take a call?
Okay, I love callers.
All righty, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Brosh.
Hello.
It hasn't been going full force here in Kansas yet, but after reading about this fracking, horizontal fracking, I was lobbying my legislators last session, and I happened to live in the county where they, in Kansas, where they did the first fracking for vertical wells. And my the attitude of my representative was, there's nothing wrong with fracking. They've been doing it for years, since the 40s. Well, then at the end of the session, I couldn't go up there to testify. And at the end of the session, when I went to hear what my legislators had to say for the wrap-up, I talked to a senator. He said, yeah, when they came and testified, you know, talked about it, you know, it sounds like they just left a lot out to me. And here in Kansas, our legislators left it up to the Kansas Corporation Commission, and the Kansas Corporation Commission is three lawyers that work for industry. You know, when they get done with their stint on the Kansas Corporation Commission, they'll go back trying to get a job in industry. And, you know, and we're in a drought here. You know, where's all this water going to come from? They can't seem to understand that. They kind of left out how much water this is going to take.
You're absolutely right. Two things. One, when the industry says that it's been done safely since the late 40s, that's what we call a half-truth. They did fracturing of the shale since then. However, they didn't do horizontal fracturing, which is what we know as fracking, until the last 5 or 6 years, and that's where the problems have occurred. So they try to say how safe it was. It's an older system, and they're just changing words around. You mentioned about where are they getting the water. During this past summer, as you know, there's been a huge drought in the Midwest, and a lot of the companies have been importing water from the East Coast, bringing it in not for the agriculture, not for the people, not for the animals, but for the industry to do fracturing. Reality is, it, like I said, it takes about 7 million gallons of water just for one well. And we've got companies that have been authorized out on, in the Marcellus Shale to take 3 million gallons of water from the rivers each day. Now, that's not all of the people. That's one company can take 3 million gallons of water a day. And like I said, is that if it be used for the people's health and welfare, drinking water, showers, animals, but it's being used to drill for gas.
Well, and it's like they're socializing the costs and privatizing the profits. One thing that people have to consider is most of the time your roads are maintained by the township, and the township has a budget to maintain the road. Now, as many trips as you're talking about, when somebody's making all these trips, that's going to wear out your road.
You're absolutely right about that. Now, the industry says that, well, the monies that they give in royalties to the state helps fix the roads, but that's not really the point. Because, first of all, most of these roads are not four-lane highways. They're one- or two-lane highways. You're dealing with semis, 10, 20,000, 50,000-pound trucks loaded with water or fluids going into asphalt and onto dirt, and 200 trips a day to each well. You're absolutely right, is the roads are not being able to sustain this kind of traffic. And if you're an average driver in the Marcellus Shale industry where the wells are, you're being crowded out by the trucks. You no longer have open road.
And another thing, my legislator, the way I see to attack this is to not give them subsidies, because really this is not a feasible unless the price of whatever they're trying to extract, whether it's oil or natural gas, unless that price stays high, because if it's not high, it's just not feasible to do it, is it?
No, and in fact, right now the prices have come down because there's a glut of natural gas. They over-drilled in the Marcellus Shale, and they did in the Barnett Shale, so they now trying to figure out how to get the prices back up again.
Well, and my legislator told me that what they try to do, the industry tries to do, is have a two-year moratorium where they don't have to pay taxes, and then they hurry up and put in the well and pump as much as they can out of it, and and then kind of, you know, by after 2 years, they won't be getting that much out of it, and they won't be having to pay that much taxes. So we got to stop that. So people of Kansas, you know, I hope you pay attention to this. It's more of a problem, I think, in the eastern part of the state than in the western part. I don't know that they're going to do this in the western part, but in the eastern part of the state, they are doing it.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about subsidies, here we have a whole lot of people that believe that they don't like government, for instance, but they're taking the government subsidies. And in Pennsylvania, our governor, the one who got $1.8 million in campaign contributions, has just extended a $1.8 billion subsidy to the Royal Dutch Shell Company to build a plant along the river near Pittsburgh. Now, look carefully, it's Royal Dutch Shell, a foreign company, to do this, and they're getting $1.8 billion in tax subsidies.
One thing I was concerned about when you get foreign investment in here, if, and because of some of our trade laws, can these people, will they be able to override our local environmental laws because of some of these trade policies, because they're foreign investors?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Exactly. In Pennsylvania, what we saw is local ordinances, local zoning ordinances have been thrown out. The state has said, we are taking control over the zoning. So a let's say a small city in Pennsylvania says, we don't want to have any natural gas wells in residential areas. The state says, too bad, our law that we passed in February 14th of 2012 says the state has control over the zoning. You don't have control over that. And so we're seeing that. We're seeing the lack of local authority, and I consider that to be a huge problem.
Yes, because they're going into low-populated areas, right, the rural areas, and there aren't that many people to fight them.
That's one of the reasons, yes. And they're very good at that because they're not building the wells in the metropolitan areas. They're building it in the rural areas. And you're right, it's harder to get to those areas. It's fewer people. And, in fact, in Pennsylvania, the southeast part of the state is Philadelphia, in a huge urban and suburban area. And lo and behold, the state legislature has declared that area of the state to be out of bounds for natural gas drilling.
Well, I'm going to have to get your book. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate your phone call. All righty, let's take Frank in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Doctor, good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking my call, Diana. Doctor, one of the problems I see, I live in northwest Pennsylvania, is that the industry knows there's a safe way to extract natural gas, but they don't want to put the effort into it because hydrofracking is the cheapest way to extract natural gas. And like you say, after they're done extracting the gas and they destroy the water content of the private wells here, they seem to move on. And I noticed that the EPA, for me personally, they're only there to defend the industry. They don't want real competition coming in with people coming up ways to extract natural gas safely. It seems like anybody that starts any good ideas about how to extract natural gas safely without fracking, they get shut down. The industries are tied at the hip between oil and gas. You know, whatever one does, the other does. So there is a glutton of natural gas, but they did raise the price of gasoline. So it's one count or the other. They don't want to do it safely and efficiently, and that's my personal opinion, Doctor.
I think your personal opinion is accurate. The industry will say they do want to do it safely, but when it comes down to how quickly they can do it, they're going to do it. And right after the break, I'm going to talk to you about what the CEO said.
All righty. Stay with us over the break if you'd like, Frank. Be right back.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094. 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Dr. Walter Brosch. He is the author of two recent books, Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution, and Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. And Frank, I don't know whether we still have Frank on the line.
I'm still here.
Okay. You know, when you were talking about safer ways of taking care of things and other remedies that would be much safer, reminded me of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in April of 2010, and the fact that they used Corexit instead of other remedies that would have been much safer?
Oh, you know, Diana, absolutely. You see, it's not about safety. It's about the profits of these corporations, and these are mega corporations, like he said, Shell, ExxonMobil, coming in to these small towns. And I tell you what they do first, the way to get you. And I have a small farm, Northwest Pennsylvania, real small piece of property, but the landmen come around first, and they harass the heck out of the landowners to sign these ridiculous leases, which they can't get out. A lot of them are older folks that don't know what they're signing, and they get the land for pennies on a dollar. This is the truth. They get it for $150, $200. You know, this is, you know, to lease the land. They lease 20, 30 acres. Then the big oil companies come in. They set down their rigs. They rip the hell out of the roads, and this is the truth. They rip, you know, they bring up all kinds of radioactive material from the earth as deep as a mile down. They leave the sludge laying around. And then when they're done extracting whatever they need to extract, they kind of like put a nice lawn over everything and hide everything that they've done, and they move on to the next place and the next place. Now, people that have been living here for, you know, for years and years and years see what's happening with this industry. And there's a high rate of crime because they're bringing in people from all over the country. God knows where they're coming from. There's more problems with traffic. The woman was right about heavy trucks going down the roads. I mean, we have 30% of my town roads are dirt. They can't handle that type of traffic. And then the industry, they go to these small municipal boards and they promise them the world. You know, we'll pave all the roads. We'll pave this. We're going to take it. They never do it. It never comes through. It's just what they do is they just extract the wealth out of the earth and they leave the rest of us worse off than what we were before. But there are safer ways to do this. We know this. I've been living here for 30 years now. We know how to, they know how to extract it safely, but they won't do it, Diana, because it's all about the money and their lobbies. They own all the politicians. The doctor is right. They got them all in the back pocket. They own Congress. They control the EPA. You know, if people think that they're going to get a fair hearing, and if you want to find out what's coming into these fracking wells with these chemicals, you're never going to know because, like the doctor said, these are, you know, secrets of the industry. But we want to know because it's going to end up in our drinking water. Majority of these small towns in Pennsylvania, Diana, and the doctor knows he lives in Pennsylvania, were private wells. This is our only source of existence for water. And if they contaminate those wells, we're going to get it. There's no place we can get water unless we have to truck it in. This is how sad it's becoming. And I appreciate that. Thank you, sir, for taking my call, Diana. And thank you, doctor, for bringing up these great points.
And you brought up some really good points also. You were mentioning about mitigation. The CEO of ExxonMobil, now ExxonMobil earned $41 billion of net profit last year. The CEO, when he was asked about the risks and so forth, he said, and this is an exact quote, "We will have risk mitigation and risk management practices around those resources to ensure they can be developed in a way that mitigates risk. It doesn't eliminate it, but when you put into it the risk versus the benefit balance, it comes back into a balance that most reasonable people in society would say, I can live with that." What he's really saying is that the same thing that the Ford Pinto people said, yes, we're going to have some people that are going to get killed, and yes, there's going to be lawsuits, but overall, we're going to make out better if we don't spend more money to save people's lives, and we'll just pay out the death benefits.
Exactly, yes. And I think that's what the tobacco industry figures, too, because a lot of people won't sue. They won't understand the relationship between what is wrong with them, what's wrong with their health, and what has happened to their land or whatever. And they make so much money, they can afford to do that.
Exactly. Now, when you have that much money, it's like, okay, so we have to spend $1 million to some family. We lost in court. Well, on the other hand, we saved $1.5 million by not having to do a better or safer procedure. So
sure.
It's all risk management, risk mitigation.
Right. But what a shame. One of the ladies in the chat room said, the companies are offering to fix up houses for the landholders. And that was in a special paper, local paper.
They're going to fix up the houses. Okay. I know from our perspectives, what happens is when the wells get contaminated, they have to bring in water buffaloes. So people are now drinking their water, showering with the water that's brought in, just like during a natural disaster. You can't use the well water. And as Frank brought out, 20% of all Pennsylvanians use wells on their property instead of community facilities. The reality is, how do you fix up a house that already has methane in the pipes that could explode, or methane in the wells? There's been so many cases of wells exploding from excess methane. And the industry says, well, the methane was always there. But the response is, it wasn't released until you showed up.
Right. Right. All righty. We are going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. We invite your phone calls for questions or comments at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. He is the author of Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution, which is available at GreeleyandStone.com, and Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster, is available as a Kindle book and as an ebook from WalterBrosh.com. And inasmuch as the oil companies are working in rural areas, isn't this destruction another way of moving all of the rural farming population into urban areas so that the government can exercise more control over them according to Agenda 21?
You know, that's not a bad thought on your part. Certainly if people don't have enough places to live in the rural areas, where are they going to move to? I know a lot of people have moved out of urban areas into the rural areas because of the beauty there, the nice streams, the fishing, the forest, the wildlife, commune with nature. And all of a sudden you got 8 acres that are stripped out of your land, and there's a giant rig on it, and the trucks are coming in, and they're going out again, and The animals are disturbed, the environment is disturbed, the echo balance is disturbed. You might as well live in the middle of Philadelphia, I guess.
Sure. And what about the crops that they used to grow? Certainly nobody could eat those crops or want to eat those crops.
No, in fact, that's one of the things I found in doing my research on the book is talking to some farmers is that let's pretend that the
company only says we're needing 8 acres of your land and some access roads. A lot of the farmers are saying they can't even grow the crops anymore in 40 acres around the well because there's been so much pollution going on. And that's a very common comment from a lot of the farmers is that the land has been ruined and that they really regret having to, having sold out or leased out their land.
Right. Right, because all of the those toxins would destroy. You couldn't grow anything. I mean, the soil is depleted in many areas to begin with, and then you add this toxic soup onto the ground and into the water. What could you possibly grow to begin with?
Well, exactly, and certainly, like we talked about the Midwest drought this past summer. If you can't even get water to your fields. Because the oil companies and the gas companies were outbidding you to get water brought in, and that's what was happening. They were spending 100 times what the farmers could afford just to get water to drill the wells. So the farmers had to suffer through the drought, which means that we suffer through the drought also.
Which means higher food prices, which means that you're not going to be able to, well, not only higher prices because of the shortages of certain things. And then when you figure that into the BP oil spill and all of the fishing industry that was destroyed or partially destroyed, I don't know that it's ever come back. And then you look at the East Coast with all of the superstorm, what it did to impact any farmers there. I mean, New Jersey used to be, the Garden State. There used to be a lot of farming there.
Exactly.
When you put all of these pieces together, the word disaster in the title of your book is very appropriate for a lot more than just the fracking in Pennsylvania.
Well, I do hope people start getting involved with the movement to restore our land and our health. Even if you absolutely believe in lower gas prices and lower natural gas prices and you believe that the industry is providing jobs, the first thing should be the protection of the people. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for my natural gas, knowing that it's going to be safe. But I'm not willing to get free gas and sacrifice my health for it.
Right. It's kind of interesting that this current president accepted so much money from the oil and gas industry, and yet he also gave a lot of money. I don't know how much I didn't keep up with the figures, to that the windmill company or the Solyndra.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of have to wonder where all the money is going. Well, all the money is going into the banker's hands, into the corporate hands.
I know it's not going into my hands.
No, certainly not. And then, it just kind of makes you wonder. And then on TV, people who actually watch TV, there are some people that actually believe what they say. Oh, about the recession or about the so-called fiscal cliff. I think that's a really big distraction, and you have so many other distractions, and crises such as the one that we had last Friday, at Sandy Hook. My goodness, it just seems like there is just crises after crises and no end in sight.
It really seems that way. And, the problem also is magnified by the fact that the media have a very limited attention span. So, yes, we'll talk about Sandy Hook for a while, and then the people will forget it, just like we forgot about Aurora, Colorado, and some other places. And we'll move on to the next situation and the next one and the next one. And pretty soon all we're doing is moving from crises to crises instead of solving them.
Right. Getting back to your book, Chapter 5, Collateral Damage in the Marcellus Shale. My first thought when I first heard about fracking was, my goodness, I mean, going a mile down into the earth, that's got to have some environmental impacts other places. And then you read about big holes opening up in certain areas with no apparent reason. I mean, if you're going to be putting in all of this liquid, I mean, that's going to impact you can't just put something in and not think that it's going to have an effect.
Exactly. And one of the things that we found is there's a huge sinkhole in Louisiana right now, probably from the collapsing of an underground salt mine that was being used by the natural gas industry as part of their need to get stuff to put into the earth to drill for wells. But also, it's now been pretty well shown that an awful lot of earthquakes. Now, we're not talking huge ones that destroy cities. We're talking ones that are felt, are being caused by the injection of these fluids into the earth. And the logic is there. I mean, the industry doesn't quite acknowledge it yet, but the logic is there. If you're going to inject heavy amounts of fluids into the earth at high pressure and high volume, something is going to have to move. And what we're seeing is an awful lot of connection between the location of these wells and small earthquakes.
Oh, yes. And you said that there was a salt mine was collapsed?
Yes. A huge underground salt cavern. The walls had collapsed, causing a sinkhole, and ate up about 800 feet of interstate highway. And four houses, I think, were lost. No humans lost their lives. We don't know about animals because people sometimes don't care about what happens to the animals, but no real loss of injury or life from the collapsing of the walls of the salt brine. And we also seen the natural gas pipelines. Most of the, about half of all the pipelines in the country that carry natural gas, because this isn't a new phenomenon, about half of all the pipelines that carry natural gas are over 50 years old, have corrosion, or are worn down. And there was a recent explosion just in West Virginia, a huge explosion, actually, that caused problems. And that's because the walls of the pipe for 8 or 10 feet length were less than about a tenth of an inch thick.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, when they take the gas out through fracking, they haul it away in... How do they transport it? They haul it away in trucks or what?
A couple of ways, yeah. Generally, they'll bring it up, put it into trucks or bring it into other pipes, actually, to go into what we call compressor plants. And these compressor plants are basically the plants that take the natural gas and process it and send it down the line to another compressor plant or another area. So it's a very complicated system of pipes and trucks and explosions, I guess. But the compressor plants, they're the ones that have the storage. Think of a large dynamite dump, I guess, a large ammunition dump that suddenly gets blown up. That's what happens, and we've seen that in Pennsylvania at least twice and other places, a compressor plant that goes into flames from the pressure or human error or a valve that wasn't turned off when it should have been turned off, that sort of thing.
And we don't really hear about these things.
Not really. You hear, and localized. You don't hear it from the national news all that much. We heard about it in California, where a plant had a huge fireball. But generally, they've been localized. News media, they've been downsized horribly. They've gotten rid of reporters, So you have fewer reporters covering stories. And so when that happens, in order to make money, because apparently publishers have a need to make money, just like the other corporate executives, you got fewer reporters covering it. You got the pay is now lower than a lot of places where a college graduate could go to get a job in journalism. So why would they go to a low-paying, low-benefits job on a newspaper when they can go elsewhere? So you don't have sometimes some of your best graduates covering stories. And like you said, is that you don't hear about it, and it's a huge complex problem of why we don't hear about it.
Oh, my. You mentioned in your book about the Susquehanna River
Yes.
Basin Commission, and that they agreed that, or the some commission agreed to They could draw 3 million gallons of water a day from the west branch of the Susquehanna. And so you have people along in that vicinity that depend on that river. And yet they are 3 million gallons a day. That's
just one company. Yeah, there's two others that are also been improved for 3 million within that same space. What happened there, it's near Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. And it's near Williamsport where the Little League World Series is. There was a trailer court of 32 families. Most of them had been there for years and years. Most were low income or on disability or retired. And the owner sold the property. Now, the people that have the trailers, they own the trailers.
But not the land.
Right, but not the land. So in comes this company from Philadelphia, has bought now the land, has ordered everybody off, and says, we'll pay you $2,500 to get your trailer out of here. Now, some of these trailers are worth $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and to move a trailer, to set it up, to move it and put it somewhere else, generally was running about $10,000. But this happened during the spring of this past year. The people were ordered off the land in less than 2 months, were compensated only $2,500, told to get out of there. The land was going to be leveled so that a company could take out 3 million gallons of river water. And there are two other companies on either side of it that are also been approved to take out 6 million gallons of river water a day. That's how important water is to this process. Apparently, they believe that God just shows up every day and gives them extra water. I don't know what their thinking is, but I kind of thought that maybe at some point, you take too much water out, you're not going to have too much water left.
Exactly. And these people, how many families did you say this?
32 families. I talked to an awful lot of them when I was doing these stories. And the interesting thing is that is also the middle of the shale gas industry now. It's moved a little bit to the south to that area. And the people were really mad at the villagers, the people that lived in this trailer village, for causing a problem of why they didn't want to move. You know, it's like, we saw stories in the newspaper. We saw letters to the editor. We saw all kinds of people talking about how horrible it was that these people would hold up progress like they were trying to do.
Make them the bad guy, right?
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned Williamsport. What is going on around Williamsport?
The shale gas industry is moving to that area. It's now one of the most productive areas in the state. And like I said, this is where the Little League World Series is being held, because that's where everybody knows about the Little League World Series. This is where we have a lot of wells, a lot of truck traffic. And we're talking truck traffic at the same time school buses are on the same roads, two-lane roads. Trucks from the wells, school buses in the mornings.
Oh, my. And, of course, these trucks probably, they drip a lot of toxins on the roads, don't they?
Yes, exactly. The trucks aren't exactly clean. They have dust. A lot of the dust from the wells are radioactive. We're talking radium and some other radioactive elements on the dust. Dust gets onto the truck.
Oh, sure. Right. And all the traffic brings up all this dust.
Exactly. There's a lot of car washes now that say they will not wash any cars from out of state or from the trucking industry because it clogs up the systems and causes pollution. So they can't even wash the trucks effectively anymore. Also, one thing that my wife just reminded me, that there are periods in the summer where you could actually walk across the Susquehanna River. Now, this is a big river. It's not like the Mississippi, but it's a big river. And the water levels are so low a foot, 2 feet deep that you can actually walk across 200, 300 feet of the river.
Oh, my goodness. It used to be how deep?
Yes?
Can you hear me? How deep?
Yeah.
How deep was it usually, typically?
Usually at least 10 to 15 feet. If it floods, it could be anywhere from 35 feet on down to 20 feet. Or at high tides. We call it high tide, but it really isn't high tide. There are usually at least 6 feet or 7 feet in parts of the river. 2 feet in the river, you can walk across it.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we are going to our last break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Has been Dr. Walter M. Brosch. He is the author of Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution, available at GreeleyandStone.com, and Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster, available at WalterBrosch.com. And we have another caller, Steve from Pennsylvania. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You were talking about the Susquehanna River running out of, you can walk on the thing. just downriver, you got Three Mile Island. And what happens if that runs out of water to cool the towers off?
Well, somehow or the other, the nuclear industry has always figured how to get water. But it's a very good point. If you're going to take all the water for one industry, and the other industry, as you point out, needs water.
Right.
So we're going to have competing forces here. And
well,
what's going to happen is that us people that like to eat food, we're not going to have any food because the farmers aren't going to have any water.
I wasn't aware. I thought it was more in the central Pennsylvania and western Pennsylvania that they were doing the fracking. I wasn't aware that they were doing it up in Williamsport. You say that's a hot spot?
Oh, yeah. That's probably the next to Bradford County. The Williamsport area is now one of the most developing areas because the industry has found they can mine out a certain area, then it becomes more costly, so they move to another area, and they keep moving following the gas.
But these people from outer space and trying to destroy Earth or what?
Apparently, yes.
I wanted to make the comment, and I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, well, I live south of Williamsport, and I'm you know, east of the Susquehanna River. But I mean, like you were saying, in the flood stages up there in High Spire, up around the airport up there, the international airport, the flood line came into town. It was like 5-6 feet, not this last, the one previous to that, but about 15-20 years ago. But yeah, it's just, around Harrisburg area, down from Harrisburg, you get into the, well, York County and whatnot, that you can, some spots you can walk across that right now.
Yes.
And I realize the water goes into the Chesapeake, and I'll tell you, I don't know. But anyway, I just thought I'd make that comment. It was nice to talk with you people. And
I appreciate you calling.
And it's just, I thought that they were kind of locked up on the deal that they were, I mean, we got all this coal in PA, and it's—I don't understand it. They put
it's
a ban on
money, Steve.
Yeah, well, I mean, they used to do strip mining around here, and anyway, nice talking to you. Have a nice Christmas and all.
And thank you, and you too, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Steve. We have run out of time, Doctor. Thank you so very much for being on the program and for cheering us all up with this information. I was going to ask you which companies are involved. I'm going to do a little search on that. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, listeners. Bye-bye.